This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Coming up after the break, Sam Sorbo's going to join us. She's got a new movie out with her husband called Let There Be Light. She's also written another book, actually, it's a devotional. Teach from Love. And also her other book is They're Your Kids, an inspirational journey from doubter of homeschool ad, doubter to homeschool advocate. You know, one of these days, I get the tongue and the lips working together, and it'll be really cool. Do you know what I'm saying? All right. This irritated me to no end. And we see more and more of this happen in schools. You know, you've got a teacher. It's really funny. You have a teacher who thinks she has the right in a public school. This will go a long way when we talk to Sam in a few minutes. We've got a teacher that thinks they have a right to teach your kids about transgenderism without your permission. I don't care what it is that you're teaching the kids, whether it's transgenderism or Christianity or what have you. You need to let parents know what's being taught to them in school before it happens. Let the parents decide. I send my kids to learn reading, writing, arithmetic, not moral values from a school district. Sorry. Whether you like it or not, sorry. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. A poem telling middle schoolers that God is a lie was handed out in the class. Now, parents were apparently outraged by it. Although, you know, some of the really hardcore atheist types don't understand why the parents wouldn't want the kids being given all kinds of information. Well, here's how this works. When it comes to religion, when it comes to sexual orientation, when it comes to any of those kind of things, let the parents teach it. Not up to the school district to teach it. They say if you want to avoid an argument, it's best to skip discussions on religion and politics, especially today. In school, though, there are times when those touchy topics need to be addressed. But they're going to be controversial there, too. One middle school has been reminded of that the hard way. Parents reacted strongly to a poem selected for their sixth graders. The language arts team at Cedartown Middle School in Georgia was doing a section on ancient mythology. And one longtime teacher had a folder of writings they used for the project. Among the readings presented to the kids was the novel The Lightning Thief and a poem titled Unicorn. The latter was written by a teenager and included a collection of poems called Reflections on God, Islam, and Life. The students read the poem in class, and when their parents heard what it had to say, they immediately reacted with outrage. What was it that set them on edge? The poem was written from the perspective of someone who doesn't believe in God. God is like a mythical creature, it read. It makes good story in a book like Harry Potter. and continue to build its case. But when you grow older and see the evil in the world, then where is God? Well, he's exactly where you left him. You won't let him in. You won't even acknowledge him. The only time you, some of you hypocrites, want to talk about God is when you want to blame him for something. Or when something evil happens, you want to say, see, God does that, that's why I don't believe. What about all the good that's done? You never pull that in, do you? You never give him credit for that. You want to give humanity credit for that. You want to give God credit for killing all the Jews during the German war. But you won't give God credit for helping the Americans and the Allies overcome to free the Jews. No, that was a man thing. You're a hypocrite. It ended with the words, then God is revealed in his foolishness, a naked lie, a childish dream, a mythical creature like a unicorn. It was a strong opinion. One many parents didn't like to have their kids learn at school. I wouldn't have liked it either. These are my kids. When it comes to religion and belief systems, you don't have a right to teach them anything. You teach them how to add and subtract. You teach them real history, real science, and real English. Otherwise, stay away from them. School officials met with parents along with representatives of the central office. They investigated how their writing was selected and determined that there was no malicious intent nor the desire to denounce faith or beliefs. No, it's not true. Not true at all. Because staff should have looked at that, should have brought it to the board, should have said, look, given today's climate or given what our community is like, that's the whole thing about community teaching. Given what our community is like, we're a conservative community, we're a God-fearing community, this is not a poem for this group. Story reached local news and the reaction has sparked debate online. It's an opportunity for dialogue on your family's views and ideals and a chance for your children to ask questions and grow and learn. No, see, it's not, though. Teachers are well respected. You teach your children to trust their teachers. Now what you do is you end up putting your kids in the middle of a fight between your teachers and your parents, especially if your parents are believers, especially if their parents believe in a God, believe in Jesus. And you've got a teacher who they're supposed to love and respect and believe, telling them there is no God. So you tell them everything your teacher tells them is true and right, and they should listen and they should learn, except when it comes to God. Really? How much sense does that make, and on what planet? Some parents said they did not see the relation of the poem to ancient mythology. They found the subject matter too dark for kids. And, of course, many were upset. One woman said, this poem is directly aimed at God, and I agree with her. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Sam Sorbo is going to join us after the break. Seriously, honest, for real. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that, you know, you're taking out of your day. So you can, I don't know if you're sitting down, you might be running around cleaning the house, putting stuff away, whatever. But I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you've taken to listen to what we have. And some of you even respond, you're sending me emails, and I think that's just wonderful. And I'm glad to have with me today, I haven't had her on in a while, Sam Sorbo joins me, as she has
yes,
done in the
past.
Yes,
where have I been?
I don't, you've been lost. I know something happened. The NSA had you in a very deep, dark building somewhere, I'm sure.
I was lost, but now I'm found.
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't me. Yeah, I'm sorry to say that. Jesus
nice.
Does all that work.
Nice.
But Sam is the author of a devotional called Teach From Love, and they're your kids. an inspirational journey from the doubter to homeschool advocate. And you know what? It's funny. You say teach from love, but
yeah.
I'm going to be kind of weird with you. Everybody, you know, that I talk to, my Christian friends, have a different viewpoint of love. How to teach your kids from love. Tell me, give me a little bit of insight.
So the title came from an article that I wrote that was based on this idea that the missing ingredient in many schools is love, and that is really the ingredient that's the most that's the most important in any kind of teaching situation, because it's easy to lord it over a young child.
Mm-hmm.
But what we want to do is we want to sort of draw out of them the learning. We want them to engage themselves, and they will only engage if they feel that love. And we want them also to have a love for learning. So it sort of works on a lot of different levels. But most importantly, it's a devotional. So it's devoted to God, and we want them to love God. And so, yeah, that's
so. It's a devotion. It's a devotional for your kids, or is it for the parent?
It's a school year devotional for families. So
Oh,
what I'm trying to do is encourage families to sit together and discuss godly characteristics. I go through 72 godly characteristics in the book, and two a week. And there are little stories, and then there are discussion questions to sort of inspire a discussion in the family. Well, what would you do if you found $20 in a wallet? Well, why is it? Why do you need integrity to know that you should go and return the wallet at the store where you found it, as opposed to just taking the money out and throwing the wallet in the nearest dumpster, or trying to contact the person whose wallet it is, or whatever? And so having these conversations with our kids, because these days. And I started it because I'm a homeschool advocate. Of course, it was initially intended for homeschool families, but then, you know, the more I thought about it, I thought, well, all families, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially even families that send their kids to school for 8 hours a day, they don't even see their kids during that time. This would be a great tool for them to sit around the dinner table and just to inspire some conversation and some family bonding, and also to inspire these godly characteristics. And these are the characteristics that we aspire to be good citizens and to be good human beings, right? So it's not only for them, it's a little bit for ourselves as adults. We can always use a little
sure.
refresher course, you know?
Sure. Let me ask you, and I'll tell you why in a second. Is there a significance to the number 72, or is that just what it ended up being?
It ended up being because the school year is 36 weeks. So I did two a week because God gave us two eyes so we can see in three dimensions. And I figured two characteristics per week gave us a little bit of a, you know, I paired them up so you could get a compare, contrast, that kind of thing.
Yeah. See, I always know there's a reason, but people who think things through, there's always a reason behind why they do something a certain way. So, I appreciate that in you. And now,
that would have been embarrassing if I said no reason.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. I just came up with 72.
It would have been embarrassing for me because I'm always the one to say that people of purpose don't just do something. There's a reason why they're doing what they're doing, you know,
right.
why they lay things out
yeah.
a certain way or what have you. So,
yeah.
You did. You definitely backed me up on that one. Thank you for that, because you're right.
It's a rhyme to my reason or something like that.
There you go, right? Not me. I just throw it against the wall and hope the heck it sticks. So, now, tell us about the new movie that you got coming out here, Let There Be Light. Give us an overview of what it's about, and then I'm going to play a little clip from it from our viewers.
Okay. So Let There Be Light tells the story of Saul Harkins, who is the world's greatest atheist. He's a world best-selling author, lectures all over the country, does debates all over the country, all over the world, and he's well-loved by that crowd and stuff. And he has a near-death experience that totally challenges all of his preconceived notions, all of his understandings, and he spirals out of control. And it's a bit love story. It's a bit of a story about fatherhood. You know, we have a fatherhood crisis in this country.
Oh, yeah.
And so this film sort of tackles that. And what we found is that it really resonates with women. And the strange thing is it resonates even more with men.
Yes.
Women like this movie a lot, and men love it more. It's funny because I never would have expected it. I think partly because Kevin Sorbo is sort of that everyman. He has sort of a universal appeal. But there's also the fact that it tells the guy's side of the story. Part of the reason that he ran away from fatherhood, from being a dad and being a husband, is the way our culture treats husbands and dads. I mean, if you turn on the boob tube, I like to call it, and you see that the dad is the stupid guy in the family. He's the doofus. He's the one who's always messing up and always being corrected. And you know what I mean? And that's a message that's really sort of permeated. I'm not blaming Hollywood. They're part of it, but they're a reflection of it as well. You know, I mean, our government even imposes sort of restrictions for government welfare. You can't have a man living in the house. Well, what do you think that does? The man becomes an imposition, and that's a sad thing because our children need dads. We all need dads.
You've seen, Sam, you've seen this since the late 70s, early 80s, and it's just gotten stronger over the years, where dad is the imbecile, there's nothing he could do right, the kids are smarter than he is, the mom is the genius in the house all the time, and not that women aren't brilliant, because my wife's not in the room, so I can say it, she's brilliant, she's a lot smarter than I am, as long as I keep slipping drugs into her drink, she'll stay with me, I'm sure, but, you know, it's the way God set it up. It is. We are one. We are together. It's the way it was made to happen. But society keeps trying to rip the man out of this picture because you don't need us. That's the way they want you to believe. It's wrong.
True.
It's so bad.
That's a subplot of the film, or sort of a sub portion of the film. But hey, just go to the Facebook page LTBL Film for Let There Be Light. So LTBL Film, and you can see a trailer. And boy, the response on the trailer has been magnificent. Oh, people really love this film. And I got to tell you, I got a chance to show it to Franklin Graham. Reverend Franklin Graham loves it.
We got to go for a quick break. I'm gonna play a little clip of it when we come back from the break, and I'll tell you more what we're gonna do on the other side. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Sam Sorbo's with us. Don't even heat up your coffee. I don't want you to miss anything. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. So this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, before we get rolling here. Remember, go open, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate, taught to be afraid of. I deal with all of them in the book. You have nothing to be afraid of. Absolutely nothing. Seriously. I mean, my first chapter is Absolutes. Absolutely not. Look at what's happening in the news today. Look at what's happening around the world. You're not allowed to believe in anything absolutely. Male, female, God, whatever it is, the left doesn't want you to have any absolutes in your life because then you just might figure out there truly is a right and wrong. Anyway, let me bring on Sam Sorbo. She joins me from time to time. She has a bit. Yes.
My husband loves your book.
Oh, that's
because,
great.
No, he started reading. He's like, this is really good. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And actually, they can see your husband in this new movie, Let There Be Light. Now,
yes.
This is just a one-minute clip because it is radio, and I know some people watch. So this is kind of new for me. I've never really done a movie thing. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
Okay, so this is a one-minute clip where you and Katie and Saul are talking about something on the sidewalk. So do you want to set it up, or do you want me just to play it?
Yeah, no, Saul comes to pick up the boys. We have two boys. We're divorced, and it's not pleasant. It's a bit acrimonious, and he comes to pick up the boys. And he's his usual jerk self, and so I'm my usual jerk self to him.
All right, so you want to take a look? Here we go. If you're watching... This is not tough. I don't get radio why you want to watch, but take a look.
I heard about the debate last night, and you caused quite a sensation.
It's not much, but pays the alimony.
So, what's the use? Never mind.
No. You want to say something? Go ahead.
I don't need your permission to speak, Saul.
Do we really need to do this one? I just get the boys and be on my way.
You know... I do want to talk to you about the kind of support you're giving our children.
So that's what this is about. You want to get the court to increase the payments. Well, you know what? Your lawyer knows where to find mine.
I'm not talking about financial support, Saul.
Oh, well, what a novelty. Thank heaven for small blessings.
What do you think it does to the boys to know that their father is saying that their brother's life had no meaning, that there's no hope that he's in heaven?
I don't believe in that fairy tale.
But they do.
Not my fault. I'm not the one who brainwashed them.
Saul, how can you take something as intensely private as the death of their brother and use it as part of your carnival act?
Oh, this carnival act, it pays the bills around here.
You know, I know it's only a couple of minutes, but when I saw that, I know a lot of divorced guys, divorced myself from my first wife, and going, my God, there's so much truth in this. There's so many of these things that people are dealing with on a daily basis. And then you throw this twist in here with the God mix. I mean, how many people, all of a sudden something happens and they're not believing in God. All of a sudden God is gone in their lives. And yeah, again, that was 1 minute that turned me on to go look at the trailer, and I'm looking forward to seeing the movie as well. Must have been a little weird doing this with your husband, no?
You know what? No. I mean, I've acted with him before, so it's a scene. It's an acting scene. I've got plenty of beef with Kevin to bring to the scene. It's terrible.
That was my next question. Were you able to draw? Because the other stuff you did with Kevin was kind of action and I would imagine fun and that kind of stuff. But this is real deep stuff that you're dealing with here, right?
Well, typically, so as an actor, every scene is either a power scene or a love scene. And typically with Kevin, all my scenes are basically love scenes. And this movie's a love story. So, yeah, I'm mad at him. And, yeah, I'm going to take it out on him and I'm going to make him pay. And that's part of how we love as human beings. That's part of how we behave. So it wasn't challenging in that respect. What was interesting was working with him on the professional level where he was the director. So he was telling me what to do, and I was a producer, so I was telling him what to do. So it was there was that, but Kevin and I have a funny synergy. It just works, and it's been that way since we first met, and it just works, which doesn't mean that we don't have our struggles and we don't have our fights and stuff, but we understand each other just on a visceral level. And the funny thing is that is what the camera sees. And so, you know, when I first worked with him on Hercules, I played a princess, and we hit it off, and we started dating. They actually called him a little bit later, the producers, and said, hey, so that Sam Jenkins chick who was on the show a couple weeks ago, you know, it seems like there was some good chemistry there that read really nicely on camera. We'd like to bring her back and cast her, and he just played it cool. He was like, yeah, sure, that would work, you know, if you want, yeah. She was fine.
Sam, yeah. What, you know, again, I watched the trailer. I'm not a movie person, and I'm not just saying this because I've got to know you and Kevin, but I truly can't wait till this comes out. I think this is going to be a great movie. And
October 27th. Thank you for asking.
And we're going to put it out. Look, we've got a boatload of people on our mailing list, email list. So when we get the dates and the times, we're going to put it on the mail list every week. We'll get it out there because I think this is something that people have to come out and support. We have to support our people. What prompted the movie? What prompted you sitting down saying, hey, we've got to do this?
The genesis of this movie is so spectacular. If you don't believe in God, you will after the story. Like, it's just, I came up with the idea. The idea just hit me. What if the world's greatest atheist died, like had a near-death experience, and that changed him? And there are stories there are true stories like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of people who claim that they had a near-death experience and now are true believers, like they are in it, you know? And I thought, well, what would that happen if it happened to the world's greatest atheist? And it turns out what he sees when he has that brush with death is something that really shakes his whole foundation. And I called a friend who I knew, who's a very highly acclaimed Hollywood screenwriter. And I said, hey, Dan, I have an idea for a movie. Would you consider writing with me? And of course he said no, because he was a highly acclaimed Hollywood screenwriter. Why would he write a movie with me? And he said, but we haven't seen each other. Let's go for lunch. So we had lunch, and he told me the story of his $1.25 million recent sale. I'm like, okay. And then he said, what's your idea? And I told him the idea, and I had it hashed out a little bit more than what I just told you. And he said, I'm in. I love that. Oh. And it was partly because, you know, he didn't want to write for Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, get out of the plane or whatever. You know, like he, this was something that a writer can really sink his teeth into. And as you see from that scene, this is real life. These are real people.
Oh, yeah.
This, you know.
Yeah.
And then literally we had an agreement. We would both write it together. And then 2 weeks later, Sean Hannity called my husband out of the blue. Out of the blue. Not like they weren't friends, but they didn't ever call. And he said, I want to do a faith-based movie with you. Do you have anything? And I said to Kevin, that's my movie. And he goes, well, I don't know. I mean, I've got other ones. I'm like, no, that's my movie. Like, it's my movie. Duh. So we flew to New York. We pitched Sean over half an hour, and he wrote a check.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, we live in Hollywood. The plan is never that the money is looking for the movie. It's always the movie that chases the money.
Yep.
And typically, you run out of breath before the money does. So for this film, within a year, I have a film based on an idea that I had. It's like inconceivable. It's inconceivable.
It's a God thing. You just said it. When God exalts you,
it
falls together, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah.
If he wants to, he's the one. And then the weirdest thing, like Dionne Warwick's in the movie. She sings the theme song. There's some really astonishing stories from the movie, things that happened on set and stuff that just add to this. And I remember when we booked Dionne Warwick, and I called Dan to congratulate him, and he goes, "Oh," I said, "Great work, Dan. Good work on that." And he goes, "Oh, Sam, I think we both know that I had nothing to do with this," which I love. I love it.
No, this is going to go.
I
don't have a crystal ball, but I believe that, you know, if God put this on your heart and God's pulling all this together, it will take off and it will go. And I'm going to try to be.
It's really affecting people.
Yeah.
It is really moving people, and that's an amazing thing to see. I mean, we just did a screening at the Freedom Fest in Steamboat Springs, and the people coming out of the theater, and I took video of them, and we're putting together a little testimonial reel, so we'll be posting that pretty soon. These people are like so just moved by the movie, just so
Sam.
Love.
We got to cut you off. We got to go for a break. If you want to hang out, you can, but I know you were short on time. Up to you.
Yeah, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sam. Have a great night. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why new Manna Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. New Manna is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your new Manna today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, I know it's really, really, I won't say it's a weird hour. I don't mean it that way, because that doesn't sound right. But it is kind of weird, I guess. You know, when you, some of you out there who don't believe in God, don't believe in a God, really interesting how things come together. Because if you believe in fate, which is kind of funny, and you know what I mean by that, I mean, things just fall into place. I mean, think of the level of faith you have to think that all this happens by chance. It just kind of happens. How do you explain people who pray for certain things that actually happen? And don't say they make it happen, because a lot of people who pray for certain things, they have no clue, no power over what's taking place. You know, I can only tell, my old pastor used to say this, which is so true. I can't talk to your situation. I don't know you. And even if I do know you, I don't know if you're telling me the truth. I believe you are. But I don't always know if you're telling me the truth. And I'm not a guy that believes that everything that God does or everything mysterious that happens is a miracle of God. I believe there are things that happen on a daily basis that God wants to happen. They're not miracles. They're just what they are. And I know some of you are new to the show. I don't know if I've ever told a story in the show before about Joey. I used to be an electrical contractor. 116 years ago, I think I was an electrical contractor. And I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest because I don't have the 20 minutes to tell the story. But basically, I was out at a Bible study. I came home. The babysitter wasn't watching my son properly. I'm in the driveway. I'm in a contractor's truck. And you know what I mean by that. You know, the one with the ladders and the stuff on the sides and the side panels and all that. And I ran him over in the driveway. Now, I thought I had run over a rock. I thought I ran over something, you know, rocky, if you would. When the babysitter came out of the door, she said, "You're on the baby." Now, I'm sitting here thinking that the tire, the car, the truck, whatever, is on the baby. So what does this moron do? I back up. I can't run him over once. I got to do it twice. Make sure I do the job. So, yeah, I run him over twice, in essence. And I look. He's on the ground. He's got blood all over him. Now, bear in mind, I'm in a contractor's truck. Like the plumber's trucks that you see. Not the enclosed ones, but the open ones. And I called the guys from the Bible study. I said, "I don't know why I'm doing this. This is what happened." They said, "Hey, don't worry about it. We'll pray. You just get your kid to the hospital." So we wrap him in a towel, get him to the hospital, whatever. Take him to an adult hospital, if you would. They said, "Hey," first they scared the crap out of me. It's like, I think I laugh about it now. It's 100 years later. But they're like, "How are you going to pay for this?" I threw him the keys of the truck. I said, "Take the truck." I mean, how am I going to pay for this? I don't know. And then on top of that, they tell me they can't do anything for him. And my first thought is, oh, my God, he's done. It's like, we can't handle kids this small. He was like 18 months old or something like that. So they fly him down to Children's Hospital. I've got to drive down there and get there. And, you know, they're checking him out for internal bleeding. They're doing all this other stuff. Whatever. He's got blood all over him. Like I said, these guys are praying like crazy. I go into the chapel. I'm yelling at God. I'm not begging. I'm not whatever. I'm like, really? I'm out at a Bible study. I'm trying to learn more about you. I'm trying to tell people about your love. And this is what happens? You can't protect my kid? Seriously? Now, at this point, now that I'm older, I know God's sitting on the throne laughing at me, going, "Yeah, it was all me. I'm the one that ran him over." And after he's in the hospital for a day and a half, doctor comes out and says, "You didn't run him over. You couldn't have. There's no internal damage. You must have just scraped him with your bumper and scraped him against the wall, and that's where he got all the bruises and stuff." And this is a doctor, right? First thing I said to the guy is, yeah, I'm a moron. I love telling people I run over my kid in the driveway. And number two is, how do you explain the indentation in his chest that he still has today, right? There's a big indentation in his chest, like somebody parked a boulder on it. So, anyhow, I said all that to say, tell me that was chance. I want somebody... Does somebody have the guts to write me and say, no, that was just a series of coincidences that had nothing to do with God and everything to do with just a bunch of coincidences? It's just always amazing to me. It's always amazing to me how we can, like, in everything that's going on right now, people are screaming, why does God let this stuff happen? If God exists, why is he so mean? Why does he allow this stuff to happen? Well, he doesn't. He allows it to happen. We drive it. But what we do or we don't do, you know, I used to love when I'm counseling some of these younger people going into business or doing things, Christian guys, And you go, you know what? The checks don't bounce because God wants them to bounce. They bounce because you don't put money in there. They bounce because you're writing checks with zero balances. You're writing $300 checks with $12.52 in your account. God doesn't make money materialize in your checking account. It doesn't work that way. You know, so anyhow, it's just funny. And people who don't believe, look, for my Christian friends, you can't beat them up. That doesn't work. It never has. I've got a lot of friends that are non-believers that don't mind hanging out with me. Yeah, I talk about God. I talk about what goes on in my life. I talk about why I love God. And not because of what he does for me. But we turn them off by trying to beat them into submission. That doesn't work. It never works. You have to allow them to believe what they want to believe. Because there will be a time, it's happened to me, and not that I'm great at anything, okay? But there's been times where people will come to me and say certain things, and you go, look, I'll say to them, look, it's because you have nothing. You believe in nothing. You everything is chance. You know? Get to know this Jesus I know. What's the downside? I know this sounds like I'm belittling it. For my Christian friends, I'm not. I'm really not belittling it. But I always say to people, look, if I'm wrong, right? If all this is a fairy tale and I'm wrong, what's the downside? Okay, I turn into worm food when it's all over. I've lived, I hope, a decent life. I've helped feed the poor. I've helped take care of the sick. You know, I've done all the things that I believe that God wants us to do. Okay, so that's a bad thing, right? But if you're wrong, and I'm not trying to be funny, but there isn't an extension cord long enough for that air conditioner to cool you off. And you're living your life for you, right? If you're the highest power in your life, what's your moral value? Right? It's just one of those things that always irks me. It always makes me stop. I want to say to people, look, you don't have to believe. I won't push you away or not be your friend if you don't believe in God. I think that's the worst thing a Christian can do. All right? You invite people. You show them the love of God. How do you show somebody the love of Christ if you don't even hang around with them? You don't go to events they go to. Right? I mean, seriously. So, you, as the Bible says, and Reagan liked to expound upon, how do you let your light shine if you're going to hide it at home? You're going to hang out in the cave. You know, producer Tammy will tell you, I learned a long time ago, you only have to talk about Jesus one time with any kind of conviction, and they will come at you with, you know, flares in the whole nine yards. You are just a nasty person, period. But I don't know. If real Christians, my Christian brothers and sisters, would truly go out there, talk about and show the love of God the way we're supposed to. If we would get on one accord the way we're supposed to, can you imagine what a force we would be to reckon with? And I don't mean that in a negative way. You know I don't mean that in a negative way. Think about what we could do in the world in a positive way. Anyhow. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that they've taught you to be afraid of, but you don't have to. And, you know, if you don't want to hear about God, then maybe the book isn't for you. All right? Just giving you a hint up front. But seriously, people, read things, do things, work with people to bring them closer to God. Not to bring them closer to you, but to bring them closer to God. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about your money. Matter of fact, David Fisher, another godly man who wants to help you put together an inheritance for your children and your children's children. We'll be back in a few minutes. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live.